Hello there, I'm Andy Peters and I'm here with the Westlife Boys.
Hello!
Hello.
Thank you very much,
Andy. Now, for the purposes of this CD, I think we all ought to introduce ourselves separately. So I've done my introduction.
Definitely.
So let's go round, anti-clockwise.
Alrighty-o, I'll go first. Hello everybody, this is Brian.
Hello everybody, this voice is Shane.
Hello everybody, this is Cian and we're going clockwise.
Hello everybody, I'm Nicky.
How's it going? This is Mark.
You've had a number one hit, which gives you some status, certainly in my opinion. Was that a shock? Were you surprised at your own success?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, we're five normal lads who love to sing. And to get the success on our first single of Swear That Swear It Again did was just, you know, it was absolutely incredible. I mean, we had hoped maybe for a top 20, and if it was a top 10, that was amazing for our first single. I mean, if you look at bands like Take That and, you know, other bands, their first single didn't go into the top 10 or top 20. And for Swear It Again to go right in number one, you know, we've set our standards very, very high now, and hopefully we'll live up to it. We're going to work as hard as it takes, and touch wood, and everybody listen. Hopefully if they look after us, we look after them.
So can you remember where you were that Sunday when you heard it's number one?
Yeah.
Never forget it.
We were all in a studio in PWL, Pete Waterman's studio, very famous producer. So we sat down, we lined up all our mobile telephones, right, on the table. Right, made sure every one of them was turned on. They all had full signal, everything. Checking it every 2 seconds, making sure it's turned on. So Brian's phone rang. Everyone jumps. Brian picks up. It's his mam. Mam, and she's like, "Did you get the news?" And he's like, "No, I can't stay on the phone. We're waiting for a phone call, you know, because we didn't know whose phone was going to ring."
Yeah, yeah.
So then Louis phoned, and he just goes, "You're number one, guys."
Yeah.
And
we just went,
He rang my mobile, and I just went, we're number one, and we all just jumped into a big group and
we just hugged
squeezed.
Each other for about, we felt like crying in a way, but we just felt so happy. We were just squeezing each other, like, come on, it was just unbelievable.
Great.
So Shane, being number one in Ireland and being number one in the UK simultaneously, It must have been a dream come true. I mean, really, had you ever thought it would happen?
No, I actually remember talking to Keane about it. We'd released in Ireland and we got number one, and the first week went straight in, and we were in Sweden recording. And then we're talking about, I wonder how it's going to do in England. But we just said, imagine if it stayed number one and went number one in the UK at the same time.
And I was like, no way.
And we were like, just laughing. It was a total joke.
Yeah.
And it did, like, it stayed there for 4 weeks in Ireland. Four weeks, and then number one in the UK, and we'd both sides of the water, then we'd the number one at the same time. It was amazing.
What with Ireland being hometown, does it mean more to have a number one in the UK than it does in Ireland?
They're both very equal. I mean, there's different sides of it. UK is a much bigger place, there's a lot more people here, obviously. Mm-hmm. But Ireland is our home. I'd say it was great the fact that we got number one in Ireland before we got number one in the UK. You know, and we set 2 weeks aside to make sure that we could be in Ireland, meet everybody in Ireland that wanted to meet us. You know, we did loads of sign-ins, everything. So we were very, very lucky to meet everybody. But Ireland is our home country, you know, so we look at it like fantastic. But then England, it's a huge place, it's a huge country, the amount of people that are here, and to get a number one here as well as Ireland, I mean, there's no better.
It became a bit of an anthem as well. You must have been really pleased, you know, people were using it on, you know, when you see programmes that like cut sequences together that are moving sequences, and you know, they were using your music. It was in the EastEnders.
Yeah.
It was in EastEnders.
Yeah,
in the cafe.
Oh, I heard that, yeah.
So things like that must have been like, that's our song. Does it still surprise you?
That hits the heart, definitely. I mean, I remember somebody saying that to me about EastEnders, and I just went, what? Our song was on EastEnders? No way. And they were like, yeah, it was playing in the background. We were like, we couldn't believe it. We were sitting down watching EastEnders and your song came on. I was like, oh my God.
So what was the reaction from your friends and family?
Oh, it was absolutely fantastic. They were all over the moon. They were all throwing private parties in the houses and having all the friends around them. You know, it was just amazing. I think they were actually probably more happy than us. I remember when Mam was on the phone, she was in tears.
I think our parents especially kind of like get a little bit more emotional sometimes than we do, you know, because like when I phoned my mum, it was like, oh, I'm so relieved, oh, that's so brilliant. And, you know, she said actually that she hadn't been so relieved ever since she finally got me toilet trained when I was young.
Okay, so let's talk about the new single. It's called
If I Let You Go.
Oh. Was that almost the right harmony?
No. It was so wrong.
So who's it about?
It's about the band letting Brian go.
Yeah.
So no, is it about anybody in particular?
It's just a song basically about, they're writing about a girl. And it's just a fella telling, if I let you go, I'll never know.
Great little pop song.
Great. It's a great pop song. It's a brilliant song. It's a lot different to Swear It Again.
Yeah.
But it's more mid-tempo kind of. And
we like it.
We love it.
It's a great summer song as well.
Is there a conscious effort for you all to have songs where you all sing lead?
Well, it's kind of like the way we work it is, the first single was Shane and Mac, and then the second single, Brian has been brought in, and then maybe the fourth single, all five.
Okay. Now, did you have any spare time during the Boyzone tour?
We had a little bit of spare time, not that much, because the thing is that we haven't been over in Europe that much yet. And when we weren't on stage, we were like promoting the band on TV shows and radio stations and stuff like that.
So what was your favourite European city that you visited?
Milan.
The
best for shopping and having a good time was Milan, but the most beautiful city, I'd say, had to be Budapest.
Okay, how much fan mail do you receive?
Yeah, we do get a lot of fan mail, you know, from all over the world, from different countries. And, you know, it's really good, though, because the whole band, there's no kind of one person in the band that gets the most fan mail.
Do you read it all?
Yeah, we go through, like, it's, obviously, yeah, we go through every bit of it. I mean, this time, we might get, some days we might get, like, 40 or 50 letters from, you know, especially if we're going through different countries, because some days you're in, like, 3 or 4 countries a day. Some days you might only get like 2 or 3 letters, but eventually, you know, if we don't read it that day, we do end of the week. It's like when you get a bit of time, you sit down and I write back to, we all do actually, we all write back to as many people as possible. But yeah, it's good, you know, it's good to talk to your fans. I mean, they're the people who put you where you are, and it's very, very important to, you know, to let them know that you're not sort of out of their reach.
Your fan kiss count must have gone up tenfold. Do you ever get bored of kissing people? It's great to make a living.
I've always been a kisser.
Well, we've heard that about you before and we'll probably hear about it again.
You get to meet loads of new people and you get to kiss them as well, so that's good.
Brilliant, yeah.
So, would you have a message for all of your fans? You've had one single, it's been number one, we're on single number two, hoping for the best.
Okay, well, first of all, I'd like to say a special thank you to everybody that first of all bought Swear It Again and made that number one.
Yeah, exactly, Swear It Again, thanks very much. Our second single, If I Let You Go, you've bought it, thank you very much, if you're listening to it. And just thanks to everyone who supports us.
I'd like to say, Westlife will be here for as long as you guys want us to be here. That's all really I can say, and we love you for putting us where we are today.
I'd just like to say thank you very, very much for buying Swear It Again and making it a huge success all around Europe and the world. And now you've bought If I Let You Go, hopefully that'll be just as successful. And to everybody, thanks for supporting us, for travelling all over the world. And you know, as Cian said, we'll always be here for as long as you want us here. So
we do love you.
Well, I just want to thank you, the person who's listening to this CD at the moment, because you're the person that's putting us here where we are today, and you're the person that's bought the single, and thank you very much for that.
On behalf of the band, thank you very
much.
Thank
you.
We love you all.
From Westlife.
And Mr. Andy Peters, thank you very much.
No, thank you. I've enjoyed myself.
Yes, I've enjoyed myself. It's